It'll be a while before we get sports bulletins back in this programme at this time, but we can live in hope. Yesterday, we learned that over 700,000 people are now receiving unemployment payments from the government, and a huge majority of them are due to COVID-19. Details released also revealed that almost 40,000 employers have signed up to the wage subsidy scheme. I'm joined on the phone by Eoin McGee, financial planner and presenter of RTE's How to Be Good with Money and author of a book of the same name. Eoin, you've got a note of caution for any employees who are receiving the wage subsidy scheme. Tell me more.
Yeah, so actually what people need to realise about this is that this is a taxable payment. So you do have to pay tax on it, but nobody is going to collect the tax off you right now. So your employer would usually take your tax out of it when they're paying you your wages. This time they're not. The government wanted the scheme put through very quickly. They wanted it very simple. I get that, completely understand this, and they did put it through very quickly. But what means for you is that if you've got this payment right now, the tax won't have been deducted out of it, and somebody is going to come knocking on your door at some stage, probably towards the end of this year or early next year. They're going to look at how your year went as a whole and decide whether you owed the tax man money or not. And that is something I really don't think people are aware of, Sean.
No, we didn't hear too much about this particular sting in the tail when this scheme was announced. I mean, or is it possible that, you know, the amount isn't sufficient to put you into the tax net?
Absolutely. It is possible that there won't be enough money paid to you by from this payment alone, that you might fall under the tax bracket. But you won't know that to the end of the year. We won't know. It'll depend on how much you earned earlier on in the year, how much you earned later in the year, what your total years. It depends how your tax credits are split. It's a very personal thing, but people do need to be aware that there is tax due on this. This is not a tax-free payment. There is tax due on it. Nobody's collecting it on your behalf right now. And what I would say to people is that the right thing to do here is to take about 30% of it as a reasonable number. So for every 100 euros you're getting, put 30 euros of it aside, put it in a little war chest, if you want to call it, so that if the tax man comes looking for it, you can give it back in one go. That's the ideal thing to do here.
That would be the perfect citizen now, Eoin. There are not too many of us in that category.
And I think, you know what the problem is, Sean? I think that the reality here is that if your employer signed up for this, they're trying to protect your long-term future in that business. And they have concerns and they are being diligent about making sure that they can keep the show on the road. The reality is the alternative for your employer could have been that you didn't have a job at all. And there are people in that position as well. And they would probably sign up to holding back 30%. I know this is hard. I know people are getting a really cut in their wages. But what you don't want to do is rob from the future to look after today.
Well, no.
You don't want a problem. You don't want to get out of this and then have another problem being faced with to try and pay the money back.
I'm looking at a revenue statement we got because we got onto them this morning about this, needless to say. And they say temporary wage subsidy scheme payments are liable to income tax, USC and PRSI. However, the subsidy is not taxable in real time through the PAYE system during the period of the subsidy scheme. Instead, the employee will be liable for tax on the subsidy amount to pay to them by their employer by way of a review at the end of the year, which is pretty much a summary in slightly more formal language of what you've just been saying. And it says as well, where a PAYE worker owes tax, it's normal for revenue practice to collect any tax owing in manageable amounts by reducing tax credits for a future year or years in order to minimise any hardship. It's a bit like paying back a credit union loan, maybe, Eoin.
But you know what? And people don't realise if your tax credits get adjusted next year, you are going to pay more tax next year because of the tax you didn't pay this year. Take a proactive approach and put the money to one side if you can at all possibly do that. The other thing that the legislation actually said in it, sure, people will have health benefits or health costs that they can write one off against the other. Now, that's not a plan either. Like, we may not have enough. That's what the legislation says. We might have health costs to write one off, and there might be a balancing thing to be done there. Really, now, let's just take responsibility for ourselves and not have to pay more tax next year because of what's going on this year.
Okay, just one quick one, and as I say, well spotted. But you, I gather, put up an information video on this on Instagram and Facebook. What sort of a response did you get?
So I put up the thing on Instagram and Facebook, as you said, 370,000 hits in 16 hours, Sean. People didn't know this. They didn't realise it, and it's fairly taken off. And hopefully it sells a few books, John. Bookstation.ie are still shipping the book if anyone wants to buy the book.
Oh, God, you're incorrigible. You really are. Eoin, stop now. You've plugged it enough. Okay, and so have I. Look, Eoin McGee, financial planner. Thanks, indeed, for joining us.